And the time has come. We've got a very special guest we've been promising. We'd love to say a big hello and a warm welcome to James Keith. How are you, James?
Good morning, guys. I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me on.
That's all right, brother. No problem. Congratulations, firstly, I think, is in due for your release debut single, Life is Good Today. The last couple of weeks must have been really, really enjoyable to be able to, you know, not only drop this single, but with your album and everything as well. It must be an amazing time for you and your family.
Yeah, it is, Joel, mate. It's really a dream come true, mate. I've been working on, you know, I've been playing guitar since I was 8, but just kind of working on guitar and that in the background for a long time. And to, you know, to finally, I mean, hear yourself on radio and, you know, be talking to you guys and all over Australia. It's an amazing feeling, mate. It's a kind of a reward for all the hard work that you put, you know, in the background in your bedroom when you're playing the guitar late at night and stuff like that. So it's a great feeling, mate.
That is so good. I mean, obviously, yeah, started, you know, at 8 playing the guitar. Your life has been, you know, so far a really interesting one. You've done a lot of things. With the album and the single, how long has this been a labour of love for? When did you sort of, you know, start working on it?
So I started working on the album about 2 years ago. I'd played lead guitar in my brother's band, Robbie Mortimer, for 10 years. And then I originally pitched the album to him because playing rugby league, you know, I got hit in the throat and I lost my voice and I've got quite a husky voice. So I was quite happy being a lead guitarist in my brother's band. But then he didn't want to do it. So he's not really country. So I was like, okay, sweet. If I wanted my songs to be heard, I had to do it myself. And here we are now. I've been working on the album for 2 years and just travelling up to Orange and recording it in Orange. I'm an Orange boy, and yeah, so to finally see it sort of come out and the people respond to it is just it's really overwhelming.
And for yourself, mate, obviously you've got great pedigree in your family, and you know that sort of would I could imagine would always push you, you know, further. I mean, having, you know, what you've had in your life and seeing what you've seen in your life, you definitely got that work ethic that that comes from a rugby league background and pushing to wanting to do music. Is that something that you found out, you know, obviously when you played footy, you've just grabbed those things that you knew and then put them into music?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I mean, being the guitar, it's a manual instrument. So yep. Obviously when we went down to go and chase the rugby league dream, I think my brother actually played at Parramatta with you in the trial days back in the day.
He did, but yes.
Yeah, it's it. But yeah, so obviously went down to Manly, and just that was always our dream to follow in our father's footsteps, as any young kid that wants to do. And then, as I said, having the guitar around and, you know, taking it on bus trips and footy trips and basically wherever we could go, singing along, and I suppose that kind of helped my music, you know, not even knowing it at the time, but, you know, playing and performing and singing in front of people and, you know, whilst chasing the rugby league dream. And, you know, as we all know, rugby league's got a shelf life because we all get a bit older and injuries happen and so on. So, but the guitar, you can keep playing it. So I went back to that with my brother Robbie, and then, as I said, yeah, just you know, idolizing, you know, dad and uncles and, you know, everyone you look up to, and you know, like anything in life, if you want something, you really got to work hard for it. And this is kind of a bit of a reward for myself. Yeah.
Good on you. You've obviously, you know, developed your own style, but I guess with any artist, you know, you look up to people and you enjoy other people's music. Who do you actually enjoy listening to?
I grew up listening to, you know, the Beatles, obviously, then Dire Straits, Cat Stevens.
Yes.
So that's where my love of guitar really kind of grew.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, into the 90s, it was such an amazing Australian rock scene. So 1927, I mean, The Living End were a big one of mine. So that's kind of where my influences musically comes from. It's kind of a rock-driven, high-energy kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
But also the country lyrics are there, you know, because they're really relatable. And so, I grew up in the country, but I never listened to country music until I went to Nashville in 2011. So it's kind of the two worlds combining, and I've got this high-energy kind of rock kind of country sound, which, you know, which is awesome.
It's great, you know, and it's all a reflection of your life and I suppose your experience and stuff.
Well, that's country music,
it
right?
It is, telling stories. So, yeah, where do you kind of, for this album, the single in particular, where does the inspiration come from for that?
Yeah, so as I said, I went to Nashville and all the cover bands kept playing this song and the lyrics were Life is Good Today. And I didn't know country music at the time, so I came back and I found out it was a Zac Brown Band song called Toes.
Yes.
And just those lyrics really stuck with me. And then, you know, 2 years ago, I went through a bit of a tough period in my life, as everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And and I needed a bit of a reset, and I wrote a heap of goals down, and I just try and look at the positive in any situation, and I really believe there is a positive in any situation. So it was a tough period in my life, and I wrote some goals down, and everything was just trying to, you know, just trying to take a little positive out of every situation. So this song, Life is Good Today, basically just begs the listener to, you know, celebrate what's good in your life and don't skip over those. You know, there's so many good things in people's lives, but, you know, a lot of people tend to focus on the negative. So, you know, this song talks about, you know, having a long night with your old man and, you know, just enjoying your kids or whatever it is you can draw inspiration from. So that's kind of where the whole album is. All the songs have got good messages. They're good, high-energy sounding songs. So the idea of, I'm just trying to give the listener what music does for me, because it's changed my life around. So if people can get something good out of that, then, you know, then it's done its job.
Well, James, I'm sure you're going to do that, and we've obviously, you know, had a listen to your song. We also enjoy it very much so, and it is a nice thing to be able to listen to someone make a positive song, because sometimes you do have country songs that are about breakups and whatnot.
We all need some positivity in our lives.
We do, mate. We do, and, you know, over the past 2 years, it's been a struggle for the whole world. So it's a blessing that we have some music like this, and we thank you for making it. And good luck in your journey in music as well. We can't wait to see what's you know, in the future for James Keith and the music. But for now, we're going to enjoy this one. Congratulations on your debut single and your album. This is James Keith, brand new debut single, Life is Good Today. Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
No worries. Thanks so much for listening and having a chat. Thanks, Keith.
No problem, mate.
I shouldn't risk playing a card. country song.
James Keith.
There he is.
Release of the debut single, Life is Good Today. If you want to go check out that, go check it out on all the socials. Download it. It's,
yeah.
You know, he sounds like an absolute gentleman.
He's a lovely fella, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, to play footy and get hit in the throat and then to go and want him to do music, I mean, what a story that is.
And loving his music, you know, and playing guitar since he was eight, you know. And, yeah, good on him for, like, going after his dreams as well.
It is. And, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, he's got, like we said, the pedigree of his family in rugby league, and to go out and, you know, and to have the love for mm-hmm. music is awesome.
Yeah.
I actually did play with his
quite inspirational.
His younger brother.
Dan, is it Daniel?
Daniel Mortimer down in Parramatta.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's certainly a famous name, isn't it? The Mortimers, yeah, as you mentioned, his dad and his uncles, but he's paving his own way.